Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Zoe, and we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe.
For the final episode of the season, we'll hear from Hallie Gaudio, who did an international internship in Florence, Italy, before joining the FSUIP staff as a program coordinator. We'll hear about how interning abroad continues to influence Hallie's career and all about where to find the best gelato in Florence. Hello, friend. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
So good. So excited for today. Just to start off, can you introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell us who you are, where you studied abroad.
Sure. I'm Hallie Gaudio. My preferred pronouns are she, her, and hers. I studied abroad in Florence, Italy, and I also interned in Florence in the fall of 2017. And now I work as a program coordinator with FSU International Programs.
Awesome. And we love working with you. It's good to see you today. So as you mentioned, you did an internship in Florence. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and your experience working in another country?
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome, first of all. So I interned with a company called Florence Town, which is a travel and tourism company in Florence. They do everything from like gelato making classes to Vespa tours to just experiences in Tuscany and Florence. Museum tours, all of those types of things for people all over the world. And I was kind of working both in their office a bit, but also more on the front, working with clients and greeting people and getting people prepared for their experiences or their tours or whatever it may have been. It was awesome. Another piece of getting to intern with them was that I actually got to go on a lot of their tours, which was just really fun. I got to see all sorts of different pieces of Tuscany and Florence and learn all about the culture in a more professional way, which was really cool. So that was like the most fun part of my experience. But then I also really got to know the people that I was working with. So both on a professional level and then also on a friendship level, which interning is, you know, kind of in juxtaposition to studying. I was kind of in the city with people who lived in the city. I got to hang out with those people and get to know them. You know, we went like to dinner together. We went to like a concert together at a local spot, which was way different than the studying piece of it. But it was also fun because it felt more real, like living and working and learning in the city. So that was really awesome.
It's interesting that you bring up that the kind of difference or the juxtaposition of interning versus studying abroad. So I'm curious if you can tell us a little bit more about that, because you were still there with all the students who were studying abroad. So you still got to know them as well. So what was that experience like going to work every day while the people you were living with were going to class every day?
So I did also go to class. I was taking classes as well. So it felt more like a more rounded experience. I was getting to do everything. So I was getting to study, I was getting to work, and then I was also getting to be a, I guess, 20-year-old in Florence, traveling and experiencing all of what Florence and also all of Europe had to offer. So I think that the main benefit and also difference is that it was a bit more complete, if that makes sense. I think I got to experience the best of all worlds. Not to say that not, you know, studying is still awesome. Just studying, just interning, just traveling, they're all totally worth it. But I think I was really lucky in that I got to experience all three sort of aspects of being abroad, from a student, a professional, and just a fun traveling dynamic.
And back to your work experience, did you notice any differences in the working culture between working in Italy and now working in the US? Did you see any differences there?
Yeah, definitely. I will say that working for Florence Town was probably a bit different than working for a more traditional Italian company, because most of the people who came and went on their experiences and tours were Americans, or at least not from Italy. So a lot of it was geared towards a more neutral work environment. And some of the cultural pieces were almost a combination of Italian and American culture. I would say a majority of the people who were coming were from the United States. So that was interesting, is kind of seeing how the company interpreted U.S. culture and what these clients would want. I mean, their ultimate goal was to make the people that were coming to their tours happy and excited and experience Italy. So it was kind of interesting because the way they presented themselves professionally was a little bit more U.S. than a traditional Italian company. But at the same time, the purpose of their tours and their experiences was to introduce the people that were going on their tours to Italian culture. So it was, you know, teaching people about the coffee culture and the food and the history and all of these pieces of Italy, while also being a bit more U.S. culture as far as professionalism. So it was actually really interesting to watch how that unfolded and how that looked and how they were teaching all of their guests about Italian culture while also presenting themselves in a more, I guess, American way, if that makes sense.
That's so cool that you were able to experience that cross-cultural communication and learn from that. I'm curious how that experience and that learning has impacted your career so far and how you think it will continue to impact your career moving forward.
Definitely. I've always been super excited about travel and tourism and those differences in cultures and people from all over. And so I think being able to intern in Florence and get to see those pieces connect has made me even more passionate about those things. And I know that just being able to intern and have that on my resume has been a huge boost for me. Just personally, I feel very confident in myself, but also on, you know, paper to other people. And I think that even just getting this awesome job with FSU International Programs and kind of bringing my experiences here and using those to help other students be able to go abroad and experience these awesome things that I got to experience. Doing the internship has definitely helped me be able to articulate and talk about and be excited about those pieces of what other students can experience. And then I would say in the future, I think that this foundation of cross-cultural communication and having this kind of well-rounded travel, study, work piece of having the, the U.S. cultural aspects and professionalism, as well as the Italian aspects and all of those pieces, I hope will help me in my future of continuing some sort of international career, globalization, cultural something. I'm still figuring it out.
Aren't we all?
I'm curious if when you were deciding to have an experience abroad, did you always know that you wanted to do an internship, or were you also considering study abroad? I know you took classes as well, so it's kind of a meeting of both of those, but I'm curious what that process was like.
Sure. So I was a senior when I went to Florence, and I think that I wanted to study abroad. I knew I wanted to go somewhere, and Italy was sort of the natural choice for me. So I was like, I'm going to Italy and now I need to figure out what I'm going to do in Italy. Am I just going to study? Am I going to try to do something more? So I came to the FSU International Programs office and I talked to the internship coordinator. I think that she was the only one available to talk to me at that time or something. And so she told me about this awesome experience and how I can really get the best of all worlds. And, you know, we talked about what I was interested in, which, you know, hospitality, travel, all of those pieces. And so then she was like, it's super easy, really, to kind of figure out where you want to work, what you want to do, and you can study at the same time. And so I was like, this is what I want to do. This is awesome. So then I left the office that day. I did a ton of research. I connected with the internship coordinator again. And that kind of started my process for doing the internship. And she connected me with a couple places in Italy to do an internship. I had to do a kind of informal interview over Skype, which I actually thought I was going to have to speak Italian for. So I was really nervous. And then we got on the interview and the woman who was interviewing me was like, we can speak in Italian or English, whatever you prefer. And so I was like, phew, let's take that a little bit of stressor off of my interview. And so I did the interview and then I guess they liked me and then I got placed at that internship, and that is kind of how it unfolded.
I'm curious, what advice would you give to a student that is considering interning or studying abroad?
I would say my biggest piece of advice is just do it and embrace every moment of it. Make sure that you're doing every single thing. Once you're there, that you're doing every single thing that you can to enjoy the moment and make friends and experience the culture. And then if you're considering going abroad, my advice is to just do it. Figure out the resources, find the scholarships or whatever it may be, and just do it.
Awesome. So as a fun final question, we have heard that you are a fan of gelato. So if you had to choose a favorite flavor or one shop in Florence to recommend to folks, what would it be?
Well, first of all, I think everybody should be a fan of gelato. I think they have something for everybody. You know, fruit, like they have the sorbets if you're not into ice cream or the dairy part of gelato. So everybody should be a fan of gelato. It's the best thing ever. You can get one or two a day when you're in Italy. It's amazing. I would say that if I had to pick a flavor that is my favorite, I would say, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but stracciatella, which is like a cream with chocolate shavings in it. It's the most, I guess it would be the one that if I had to pick one to eat for the rest of my life, that would be the one. However, if I'm going to a fun new shop, I'm always going to try the weird, different flavor that you might not get anywhere else. Because oftentimes gelato shops will have all your basics, you know, strawberry and that kind of stuff, but then they'll always have a couple that are just super weird and different. And I'm always into trying those. I will say my favorite gelato shops, plural, in Florence are, there's one that's on a bridge that's a couple bridges down from the Ponte Vecchio. And it's really good. It's on the other side away from the main city. It feels a bit more local. It's really good. It's called La Caraia, I think, La Caraia. And then there's another one that's near the Santa Croce Church in town more. So there's two options. You can go to either one, same gelato. And it's really, really good.
Love that. We'll have to check it out next time we're there.
Definitely.
Well, that's all the questions we have for you, but thank you so much. We're so glad that you could talk with us today and we've enjoyed it.
Thanks to you all too. It was fun.
Thanks, Allie. Before we disembark, we want to give a huge thank you to everyone who has listened and supported our podcast this season. We appreciate you following along and hope you will join us for season two. We look forward to sharing more stories from students, staff, faculty, and alumni who make study abroad an experience worth sharing.
In the meantime, you can check out The More You Know, a podcast by FSU Admissions, where Hannah and two of our student ambassadors talk about studying abroad with FSU. You can find the episode on the FSU Admissions website, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
We'll be taking a break for a few weeks to get ready for the new semester, but be sure to subscribe so you don't miss season two. If you have a story to share or topics you want to hear about in the next season, be sure to email us at ip-media@fsu.edu or message us on social media at FSUIP.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to Hallie for talking with us today. This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. Our logo was designed by Vanessa Gure. Editing, transcription, and research is done by us, Zoe Crook and Hannah Meister.